Praise the Lord. All right, let's praise the Lord together. You know, I'm glad you're here, Don, because you're going to appreciate what I'm about to say. Well, Alan is in the way. Come on in, Alan. I'm going to wait for Don to get back in because I just left a meeting that my son put together with Chick-fil-A called Iron Sharpening Iron. Started at 9 o'clock this morning. This is the part you like. Remember Rennie Curran, linebacker over at Georgia? He played at Brookwood. He was the speaker today. Remember Trey Battle, defensive back at Georgia? Both those guys went on to play pro football. Well, Trey works for Caleb there. I think your son met Trey, as a matter of fact. But it was inspiring as I sat there and made notes. I was the only non-Chick-fil-A guy there. There were about 20 stores represented in it, and in that group was also the people from Augusta Chick-fil-A. Made the drive all the way up to 12 Stone up at Hamilton Mill. It was in their auditorium there. And even though I had gotten up early this morning and prepared what I wanted to share here, it just added so much to it. But before I get into that part of it, let me see who. Hey, there. Got here just in time to pray. Come up and introduce yourself. I know he's always ready. Yeah, come on up to the mic. In fact, I just looked around. I hadn't chosen. I was about to ask Richard, and there you were. Tell everybody who you are and your home inspection business and all like that.
Yes, sir. My name is Dino Favara with Anchor Safe Home Inspections. I had an extreme pleasure of being invited here about 2.5 months ago. And my business has been taking off, people. And I'm telling you, it's been such a blessing. And that's the reason why I haven't been here. I had a visit with a customer this morning, and I have an inspection this afternoon, and I've just been telling myself I've got to make time to come and at least be a part of this and have an opportunity. But, you know, I can tell you that God, I mentioned in my testimonial, God's not finished with me yet, and he's proven that. And every day I get an opportunity to be blessed and offer his love to the customers. I get to pray with customers. You know, there's nothing like grabbing their hands and praying in their home. And they're a bit shocked first. You know, I say, hey, do you mind if I pray for you? By the way, let's put our hands on each other in the house. I want to pray over the house. So it's been so exciting. Good. How are you, sir? Good to see you. I missed the last month and a half. And I just wanted to be here. So thank you for allowing me to come in. I was trying to sneak in, but I never got the opportunity to do that. And actually, Larry invited me over to do my testimony at his workshop or at his office, and that was a blessing as well. So y'all, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Good to see you, Mr. Hines. Yes. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the many blessings you provide and for these businessmen that they have a heart for God and want to serve. God, we just thank you for the opportunity that we get to minister and to give you the credit, give you the glory, and we know that everything we do is for your kingdom. As I've always said, is it Joshua 24:15, as for me and my heart will serve the Lord. For our house, and we just thank you for everything you do for us, Lord. And we just ask you to continue to watch over and protect us and be with us and help us to take those opportunities when you present yourself, that we have the courage to just reach out and say, I just want to share with you. And that we will disregard any of those prompts or the opportunities and invitations, Lord. We just thank you for today, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
About a year and a half ago, Caleb, my son, and I were having breakfast, and he said, Dad, I feel led to start something for the operators and managers of the Chick-fil-A store called Iron Sharpens Iron. I said, Caleb, that is awesome. Well, a few weeks ago, I might have mentioned in here, I got an email with an attachment and an invitation to join them. So I get there today, and Caleb is the operating partner of two of the Chick-fil-A's. Bob Garrett is the owner-operator. And Bob really is like family. In fact, before I left, Bob said, now, Larry, don't leave until you get up there. We're going to have a group picture. I said, Bob, I'm not Chick-fil-A. He said, it doesn't matter. You're family. Don't talk back to me. So we had that group picture. And as Caleb introduced Rennie Curran and he acknowledged that I was there, I thought, the fruit that comes forth from the steps that we take, this luncheon, I believe, was part of what planted the seed for Caleb to think about something like that. Amen. And as Rennie Curran got up there and he talked, he had Trey Battle come up and share, because Rennie talked about the hot seat, which I've talked about before. They played under Mark Richt. And one of the things Mark Richt would do is have a hot seat where he would invite the players up to tell their story. And I told Rennie afterwards, I said, I use that in business at the real estate office. We've learned if people tell their story, you get to know each other better. In the real estate office, it's not necessarily with the spiritual slant that we share our story here. But it is so effective in establishing relationships. This morning as I got up and had some thoughts, I found myself in the book of Luke. And I want to share with you something I read that Jim Rohn said. He said, I used to say that cost too much. Then my teacher straightened me out on that by saying, the problem isn't that things cost too much. The problem is that you can't afford it. That's when I finally understood that the problem wasn't it was me. And as I thought about that and thought about putting things in proper perspective, we can say, well, a Mercedes costs too much. I'm not a Mercedes driver. A Mercedes costs too much for me to buy one. I'm not going to do that. But it doesn't mean that it costs too much. It just means that I choose not to buy it. I can afford to buy it, but I'm not going to. When I can get by with something that costs about a third of the price, that's the way I'm going to go. That's what many of us have learned over the years. When we were having to do without because we really couldn't afford things, and when we learned, this is for me, when I learned not to waste, it's something that will never be gone from me because it's the right thing to do. Some people never learn that. I was reading in Luke when I was thinking about what Jim Rohn said here. I was reading in Luke 16. Well, in fact, just let me read it and then I'll share my thoughts. Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management because you cannot be manager any longer. And the manager said to himself, what shall I do now? My master's taken away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do. I'll do this so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses. So he called in each one of his master's debtors. You might remember the story. One of them owed 900 gallons of wine. Owed for 900 gallons of olive oil. And he says, take that tab and reduce it to 450 and pay that. Another one, 1,000 bushels of wheat. He said, take that and reduce it to 800 and pay for the 800. Now, the master, when he found this out, commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For The people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are people of light, the manager said. Now, whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much, and whoever's dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. And the Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. And he said to them, "You're the ones who justify yourselves in the eye of others, but God knows your hearts. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight." And now, as I thought about that this morning, I thought about the idea that the master commended the dishonest manager, the Bible says. And then as he goes on, he really had a message for the Pharisees. That's more than anything else what this passage was about in his presence there. Because the Pharisees were the ones that wasn't going to get the whole story. And I thought of a deal. I told you about Doug Grady having a book, The Ripple Effect. And he spoke at a big gathering we had. First of all, 2 or 3 years ago, he spoke at the office, at one of the office meetings. He's kind of a motivational speaker. We, about 6 months ago, had Virtual Properties, had an appreciation day for the agents and had it over at the Infinite Center. A big deal with several thousand people there. Doug was one of the speakers. And as he spoke, I remembered that I had invited him here. He came here and shared his testimony. So I went out after the meeting. He had his books in the back. And I went out and I said, "Doug, good to see you. You remember you were at the office several years ago and I invited you to a luncheon where you shared your testimony." He said, "Yeah, I remember that. Take one of my books." I said, "I've already got one. I bought one last time you were here." He said, "Well, here, take this one for your friend." And I took it. He said, "You want to charge that or pay cash for it?" I thought, wow. I'm like that rich guy that saw something I really respect. And I was so flabbergasted, I put a $20 bill in his guitar case. That's where you were doing that. And I walked away and I said, "Man, I should have put that on a card. I would have had a tax deduction there." But then I said, "Man, Ted, that is really smart. He didn't do anything wrong to me. But what an approach. Hand me the book. Am I going to hand it back to him? I don't think so. I'd reach in the other pocket and get 20 bucks and give to him." Now, there are things that we observe. I mentioned the hot seat. As we think about the things we see others do, they may do it with an attitude that we don't like the attitude, but what they did might make sense for our business. It may be that, and Hines and I have talked a lot about real estate and the way I leverage and buy real estate, and Hines is not comfortable with that, but he's comfortable with me doing it because he understands the principles. But what I realized one time when I was really thinking about doing seminars on buying real estate with creative financing and teaching seminars, and I read in Proverbs how if I'm teaching the wrong thing, I'm sort of dooming myself. And that ended my progression because a lot of people can't handle debt. They let debt take them over, and that's the reason the credit card bills get so out of balance. They're so easy to use, it's like they're not using real money, it's plastic. But then the bill comes. That keeps me from going some places with the things I know how to do. I told you last week that I had planned to go to the office and tell them that I was not leading those commercial workshops anymore. And the reason I had decided that was because I didn't feel like I had the real vision that some of the others had and what I wanted to present. See, I believe what we saw at Chick-fil-A, what they talked about in the morality, the fact that you've got a plan and you have a vision for what you want to be, and you pull the other things in for what you want to be, and then it just comes in naturally, like Dino's talking about in his business. He was here when we first started, and the Lord set that up for me to invite him to do a home inspection on my mother-in-law's house. And those kind of things are in place constantly if we'll be sensitive to where they are and what we're supposed to do when we recognize them. We're not supposed to be passive. I can guarantee you that. When you recognize it, there's a call there. It may be to do nothing but pray about it. But it very often may be that he gives you an idea of action. An action plan that you carry out and you say, wow, that was from God. I couldn't have made that happen. The results can be far beyond anything you had ever thought about, because you only thought about it a few minutes ago and got that direction. You took the step, and what does it do? It becomes part of your testimony. Then when you share it with others, not only does it encourage them, it encourages you, and it enables you to be a bright light shining even out the sunshine. You'd be brighter than that sunshine because of the anointing of the Lord on your life and the empowerment and the dwelling within, where you can't get away from it. Satan can cause you to think you're getting away from it. If you think in his direction too long, you can be defeated on the very thing that God has provided for you. We make that choice. Who are we going to call? Ghostbusters. No, who are we going to call when we don't have the answer? We're going to say, Lord, you understand everything. Help me to understand this thing. And you know he does it. Praise the Lord that we all have the choice to do that very thing at any time, at any place. And we will see results that we will be able to glorify him in. Let's praise the Lord together.
Thanks, Larry. I'm Heinz Wegener, and today I have my beautiful wife of 52 years, Nannalee, here. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Jesus. She will curb the bad jokes that I normally tell here, because she is a good influence on me, so rest assured that it's... Anyway, we won't go there. A couple other things I want to mention. Dino spoke in April, and his... you can get testimonies of past speakers by just putting slash the year. So if you go slash 2019, you'll have all the speakers' MP3s up to this point. That goes back to 2008. So if you go on the website, look up somebody by last name, want to hear the testimony, put in slash the year they spoke, and you can find it there. Also, this is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. The purpose of the meeting is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus and how he's impacted our life. And we recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling, but just share how Jesus has impacted your life. And I'm reading a great book on releasing the spirit of prophecy by Bill Johnson. And he has, he's an amazing teacher, but he talks about the awareness of God's presence and often is unleashed when we share a testimony. And he says, where are we here? Okay. When we increase our awareness of God's presence, the commands that God gives us become more doable. God with us become the platform of all of life. Our strength and courage to do what God has told us to do flow directly from our awareness that God is with us. And testimonies are a key part of that. I think also our mindset, you know, what do we think about? Are we thinking about Scripture? One of the things Bill Johnson says is that Scripture releases the spirit of prophecy as you focus on what the Bible says is true and not necessarily what the circumstances say at the time. That's the luncheon. I think everybody's been here the first time. If you haven't, just raise your hand. No, okay, everybody's been here the first time. Also, I want to mention amazing speaker lineup that Jesus has brought us again. I was down, I only had about two people scheduled, and then all of a sudden we end up with five. And how many of you know Tyler Perry? Anybody know Tyler Perry? Okay, we got a few. Well, he spoke several times on TBN. In fact, I recorded his talk from the 23rd recently, and I thought I had the beginning, but I only have about 20 minutes, so I was going to try to re-record it. But the 20 minutes on here will be very interesting for those of you who've never seen how Tyler shares, how God really ministered to him. He was homeless for a while. Just an amazing story of God's amazing mercy. And so if you're interested in that, these are all free, as are all the testimonies. And I've been thinking about inviting him to share his testimony here. And so Larry and I've talked about it, and I've tried to find people that might know him real well. And I know Don does, but he doesn't want to booger up that relationship. So, yeah, just... But so what I did is I got on the website, and I put in this, you know, contact stuff, an invitation for him to share his testimony here. So he hasn't gotten back to me yet, and I'm not sure he will, but the things we can learn from people, as we do with testimonies, who have experienced the reality and the supernatural power of God, the more we can be encouraged to recognize that in our own life and to develop a hunger for the presence of Jesus. You know, you've all been in worship services, and man, all of a sudden the presence of Jesus comes into the room. But you know, we got our three songs. Now we've got to move on to the collection and the inspirational message, which is all good. But a real encounter with Jesus is worth 10 million messages. And so having the, and you don't have to be in a worship service, but you can encounter the reality of Jesus speaking to you and being present to you just in making decisions at work. You know, how do you get the plumbing fixed, or how do you partner with somebody to do something? And as Larry and I do, we have our quiet time. Jesus can speak to us. And a part of the challenge is, do we believe he's spoken and will we act on it? So anyway, did I preach yet? I just wanted to show Tony what not to do. Okay, I got close. Okay. Well, I think with that, let us introduce our speaker.